amen, amen. We're going to go to the Word of God. You know, Bishop, there's times when, man, you know, God gives you a message, He gives you a word, and it's a little harder to preach. Man, this is going, I know the direction God wants to go. And if we hear, you know, it's not about me, but if we hear the message today and we respond to what we hear, God will move abundantly. Amen. I am excited about what God has given me today. It's a simple word, but it's a word from God. Amen. And so if you're going to hear it in Jesus' name, and God will move in your life. We're going to go to the book of Mark, chapter 11. The book of Mark, chapter 11, beginning at verse 12. Mark 11, ESV version. Mark 11, beginning at verse 12. It says, on the following day, when they came from Bethany, he, speaking of Jesus, was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf. I could teach about that because, anyways. He went to see. He's hungry. He sees a fig tree in leaf. He went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, he said to the tree, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. Verse 19. And when evening came, they went out of the city. Verse 20. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree. They saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed was withered, has withered. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. There's the whole substance right there. Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt. Whoever says to the mountain, the problem in my life, the issue in my life, the struggles in my life, the mountain that stands between me and victory, hey, get out of here, and does not doubt, my God, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass. It will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer, ask in prayer. See, God provides our life. He gives us breath. He gives us necessities. This is talking about other things. Whatever you ask in prayer, amen, believe. Don't just ask and not believe. You'll never be forgiven of your sins if you ask God to forgive you, but you don't believe he'll do it. He said, anything you ask in prayer, believe that you will have received it, and it will be yours. Before anything becomes reality, there must first be belief. Very quickly, Mark chapter 9, verses 23. It says there, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, if you will believe, if you believe, all things are possible to him or to them that believeth. The title I have today is this. He isn't 007, and through him the mission is always possible. Amen. Amen. Heath, if you would pray before we move forward. Amen. You may be seated if you are standing. Amen, amen, amen. If you do not know, which I would say most, except for maybe a few small children. If you didn't know, 007, a.k.a. James Bond. Hey, you know who I'm talking about. James Bond is not a real person. James Bond is a fictional character. A British secret agent. You know who I'm talking about? A British secret agent created in 1953. That's kind of wild considering that they're still making movies and things like that based on James Bond. Ever since novels have been made into movies. Now it was books made into movies, made into screenplay. And ever since then, several actors or different actors have played James Bond. I mean, think about it. It started in 1953. The first, in my opinion, the best, and you can argue that if you'd like, person to ever play James Bond. I can't help not saying that, not thinking, you know what I'm saying? Was who? Sean Connery. How many of you know who I'm talking about? Great actor. And to me, he was the best. The creation of James Bond, or 007, which was his agent name, I guess you could say, has inspired other writers to come up with similar fictional stories and characters. Characters like, here's some of the people younger may know, characters like Jason Bourne. Characters played Jason Bourne, Matt, what is his name? Matt Damon played Jason Bourne. People like Tom Cruise playing Ethan Matthew Hunt in Mission Impossible and that series. Jason Bourne, like 007, and this Nathan Matthew Hunt and the Mission Impossible franchise, they've made a lot of money off of those stories that were inspired by this old character, 007. All three of these fictional stories and characters have similarities to them. Their story, their movie. You can almost read the book or watch the movie and see all the similarities in them. They may talk differently. They may have a different type of personality in a sense. But they have a lot of similarities in the story, even in the characters. They all are agents, either current secret agents or Secret Service type people or ex-agents that were special in their field. They all have crazy tasks. They all find a girl, if you ever notice. There's always a girl involved. And they always have a lot of fun toys, if you will, to play with. The one, a lot of explosives and guns and chaos, and they have to figure it all out. The one major similarity that they all have is this. They are given a task, or they're in a particular situation, or given a mission to accomplish, that are looked at as humanly impossible to complete. That's the similarity. They go through and are put in situations that seem like in reality it cannot be accomplished. They cannot overcome their situation. Yet somehow, miraculously, somehow they find a way to successfully complete their mission or escape their circumstance or overcome their impossible situation. I want you to hear me now. Here's the word. I want you to hear me. There are times, and I'm just speaking real, there are times in this life that we live that we will face, all of us, that we will face battles, that we will go through hard trials, unpassable tests, extreme and uncertain situations will be in our life. Amen. There will be times where trials, tests, storms, issues of life, problems, troubling times, and situations that come into our lives that seem, are you hearing me? That seem impossible to make it through. There will be things in our lives that come against us physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, marital issues, whatever it may be. Issues that come against our lives that seem impossible for us to overcome. Amen. Child of God, to me it seems like, and I'm speaking as pastor right now, it seems like right now, today, there are so many people in our world today. And even in this place today, when I say there are people in this world, I'm not talking right now about sinful people. I'm talking about all people. There are people in our world today and even right here, right now, that are facing good people, that are facing battles, that are facing overwhelming problems that seem hopeless. Overwhelming problems that seem that they will never end. Impossible to overcome. Impossible to be taken care of. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Are you hearing me? There are people that are going through some things right now, and it seems like it's a hopeless situation. It's a recurring thing that you're tired of. And that is both saints and sinners alike are going through these things. Godly and holy and ungodly and unholy. The faithful and the unfaithful are going through things. Because of this world, because of the world we live in, because of the life we're living in this world, because we simply live in this corrupt world, we will face problems. We will go through struggles. We will go through hardships. We will have battles in life because of the sinfulness, because of the bitterness, because of the evilness and the enemy who is against, the ultimate enemy who is against God, who is against His mission and His people. We will go through things. Somebody hear me? Amen. We will face troubles. Anybody ever face trouble in your life? Anybody had a sickness before in your life or a battle before in your life? We will face things. So many of us, and I'm being real with you, so many of us, I speak for myself, those around us, those behind you, those beside you, those before you, so many of us have found, and so many of us in this world and in this place, we have found ourselves in a place of discouragement. We have found ourselves in a situation, a trying and uncertain situation, an uncertain time. Amen. Facing negative, unwanted challenges and issues that seem they've gotten to the point we've put up with them so long, we've dealt with them so long that they seem impossible to escape. Issues in our heart, issues in our minds, issues, spiritual issues we battle, physical elements we face, and we've been dealing with these things for so long that it comes in our mind that maybe we just have to deal with this. Maybe this is something that will never go away. Maybe I'll never overcome this. And it gets to our minds that it seems that it is impossible for us to escape. So many, dare I say most or all of us, find ourselves in a place of need. In a place of need. Oh God, I want to preach right there. We find ourselves in a place of need, and we can become discouraged. But I've been taught, and I know the Word of God teaches us, that God is attracted to needs. He can't help you if there's no need in your life. But where there's a need, there's a God. He's attracted to your need. Don't be afraid. Don't think that your need is going to be there forever. Oh, I hope you're hearing me. Amen. So many of us, all of us, we'll find ourselves, if we don't have a need now, which we do, you'll find yourself in a place in life where you will have need. Amen. To be real, and to be truthful with you today, some have needs. Some have given requests unto God. Some have needs that have yet to be supplied. We've received things in the past, but we still have some needs in our lives, in our family, or whatever, that seem to not yet be supplied, that often seem, again, impossible for us to obtain the blessing. Amen. Problems, needs, issues, situations that are desperately needing a divine intervention. Are you hearing me? Needs. Somebody say needs. Things in their life, issues in our lives, such as sickness, hurt. That's not just physical. Pain. Again, not just physical. Loss. Uncertainty. Lonesomeness. I feel that today. Lonesomeness. Marriage or family issues. Financial struggles. Mental peace. Spiritual warfare. Depression. I'm feeling that right there. Anxiety. Discouragement. Fear, easy believism, doubt, and several other issues, needs, and problems. Again, sometimes these situations, these problems, these needs feel like they are impossible for the people of God to overcome. And you know what? I'm being honest. The truth is, in regards to humanity, in regards to our flesh, in regards to humanity, human efforts and capabilities, sometimes these situations, these needs, these issues, these things truly are impossible for us to overcome. Oh, I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes when it comes to our abilities, when it comes to humanity, when it comes to our own capabilities, sometimes, oh, come on, somebody, I hope you hear me. Sometimes it is impossible for us to win. Sometimes it is impossible for us to have that hope. Amen. Because the situation is so severe, we ourselves can't overcome it. That's just the truth of it. Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes, look, I'm not against doctors and lawyers and all this, but sometimes a lawyer can't fix your problem. Oh, come on, somebody, I hope you're hearing. I don't want to preach to a dead church today. Amen. We're not the frozen chosen bishop. Amen. We're supposed to be apostolic. Amen. We're supposed to be Pentecostal. What are they known for? They're known for worshiping God. They're known for praising with the preacher. Amen. You know what happens when the preacher says God is good and the church says amen, yes he is? That's like pouring fuel on a fire. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm here to tell you right now, the lawyer sometimes can't fix your problems. The reality is the banker can't always give you the loan. Oh, come on. Are you hearing me? Sometimes the medication just don't work. Sometimes the medication causes more problems than it does good. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth. Sometimes family, sometimes church family, sometimes friends, sometimes the pastor, though we love and care for one another and want to see us overcome and be successful, sometimes we cannot help like we would like to. Sometimes we don't always have the answers, Bishop. Sometimes we don't have the magic word to say to make it all right. Sometimes we don't have the means to help like we want to help. Sometimes in our limited abilities as humans, our problems that we face, our trials, tests, issues, and needs are too severe. They are too great. Superhuman 007 James Bond, Jason Bourne, Ethan Matthew Hunt can't get the job done. The reality is sometimes it is truly an impossible situation to overcome. Listen, the 007 and all those other guys, these guys are fictional. There is no superhuman. These characters are simply fictional, like us, like all of the people here today, all of humanity, regardless of their training, my training, your training, anyone's training, regardless of humans' training, regardless of our education, regardless of our lifestyle, regardless of our occupation, regardless of our social status, regardless of our wealth, regardless of our health, regardless of our knowledge, our wisdom, our success, amen, our securities, as people, as human beings, we have limitations. We are limited in what we can do. We are limited in what we can achieve, amen. But I'm here to tell you right now, if you don't get anything, get this right here. I'm here to tell you today, we are limited, but we here at Crossroads Apostolic Ministries do not serve a limited, natural, human God. Oh, come on, somebody. Do you believe me today? We do not serve some God that's limited. We do not serve some God that's in short supply. We do not serve some God of used to be. We serve a God that is. Amen. Oh, come on. We don't serve a limited, natural, human God. We serve the supreme, always able, eternal, everlasting, supernatural God. We don't serve some superhuman. We serve the one who created. We serve the one who spoke this world into existence. We trust in Him. Amen. And if we trust in Him, if we believe in Him, then that's when all things are possible. Amen. We serve the one who has all power. Do you believe me today? Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. He has all power and authority. You've
heard stuff like this so long, and it's not happened for you so long that you've gotten to a place in your mind that you're just like, these are just words. I'm not blowing smoke. I'm not giving lip service. I'm here to tell you today, I am nothing. I can do nothing. These hands can't heal you. My voice can't do nothing. But I know a God who is faithful, who is able, who is willing. He's here right now. I'm telling you, there's a God who can do anything.
I'm limited, but I know somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. You hear me? I don't know about this, but I know somebody. It's time for you to realize you might not have the answer. You might not feel the best. It may look hopeless and helpless, but you know somebody. And if you know the somebody I know, then you've got to get it in your mind and heart. If He can forgive sins, if He can fill you with His Spirit, then He can do a miracle in your life. He can heal you. I don't care if you prayed a thousand times. Do it again and again and again and again. God will minister. Why? Because He's an all-powerful, loving God. He is not a human. He's not ordinary. We've got to get it out of our mind. Oh, I have to deal with this problem. No, you don't. Oh, I'm just getting old. It does not matter. God is not a respecter of age, of persons. Amen. He'll minister to the old. He'll minister to the young. He'll minister to the middle age. He'll minister to everyone in between. You do not have to deal with an issue that seems impossible because you have a God who makes all things possible. Oh, come on, somebody. I need to hear you. Do you believe that today? Hallelujah. He is extraordinary, not ordinary. Oh, hallelujah. He is, like the title says, not 007. He's not a fictional character. He is the everlasting. Oh, He is the Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Ghost. He is the Almighty God. He is the mighty God by Himself and through Him and in Him. Every issue, every mission, every problem in your life can be overcome. Through Him, the mission is possible. Amen. Where all have failed, Christ has already won. We just got to get it in our minds and heart. The victory's already won. Amen. The blood's already shed. Amen. Life's already been given. The Spirit's already been poured out. Amen. Faith. If you believe, if you have faith, all things are possible. To overcome your issues, to make it through the storms in life, the trials of life. Listen to me, to be blessed, to be restored, child of God, to be refreshed in the spirit, to be revived, healed, to be made whole, set free or delivered, for the needs to be supplied and victory to be achieved in your life. It may seem and be impossible with man, but with God, Oh, I know somebody. I don't know about you, but I know somebody. I know somebody whose name's above every name. I know somebody who is supreme. I know somebody who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has called me his own, who has called me his son, who has called you sons and daughters. He is the King of Glory. He is the King of Righteousness. With man, it is impossible, but with the King, with the authority of the King, all things. Somebody say, all things are possible. It's time for us to not only know. Yes, we've got to know and realize, but we've got to get to believing. We've got to know and realize who the God we serve is. Well, we think we know. We don't know like we think we know. The Bible teaches us that God is greater. That our God, not just any God, not Buddha, not some made-up God, not some statue, not some created by humanity thing, amen, not some human being that people worship, but the God. The Bible teaches us He, Christ, is greater, He is stronger, and He is higher, supreme, higher than any other. The Bible teaches us that there is none, no one, nothing that compares to Him. The Bible teaches us that there is no other God. He is the one true living God. He is the only everlasting. The Bible teaches us that He is almighty, all powerful, that there is none equal to Him. There's not even one close to His power, authority, and glory. The Bible teaches us that He is faithful. Here we go. Here's our problem. I'm trying to get through this. But here is our problem. God's speaking to me right now. Our problem is this. We have a problem with each other, with humanity, because people can let you down. People will not be faithful in every situation. And because people aren't faithful, because sometimes people let you down, it becomes to a point in our minds and in our hearts that we reflect that when we think of God. Listen, I may let you down. Your husband or wife may let you down. Somebody in this world may let you down and not be faithful to their word. But you've got to understand that He is always faithful. He is always willing, and He is always able to minister to your mind, to your heart, to your body, to your family, to your marriage, to your financial needs. He is always able, faithful, and willing. Amen. Sometimes we're not in our humanity. We're not willing. We're not faithful. And sometimes we're not even close to being able. But He is always all of those things. All of that. He is always faithful. The Bible teaches us He is the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. He's the same God. If He opened blinded eyes in the New Testament, then He can open blind eyes right now. Amen. If He ministered to marriages in grandma and great grandma's life, then He can minister to your marriage. If He calls people to give people a financial blessing, He can give you a financial blessing too. If there's a tear in your family, He's still a God that has mended other families, and He can mend your family too. I'm here to tell you right now, if He did it for one, He can do it for you too. But you got to have faith. You got to trust in God. You got to be faithful. And you've got to believe. And if you believe, then all things are possible. All things. That's a big statement. Are possible. He's a promise keeper, Bishop. See, our problem is we don't want a promise right now. But if we're not careful, we'll be like those people you taught about in Sunday school, and we begin to murmur and we'll begin to complain because we haven't received our promise yet.
We're on the journey. We're in the wilderness, and we begin to murmur and complain about what we don't have when God's given us clothes that haven't worn out in 40 years. Amen. He's given us what we need to survive, to make it to victory. And we don't want, we don't realize that God's giving, He's equipping us. He's strengthening us. He's providing. He's teaching us so we can handle the victory. Are you hearing me? He's a promise keeper. He might not give you what you need at this moment the way you want it. But we got to realize that the King knows best. That Father knows best. And He'll give when the time is right. And before it happens, trust in Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. Love Him. Be thankful for what you do have in the process. The Bible says, wait on the Lord. Sometimes we think that's sitting. I'm going to wait on the Lord. You can look at this however you want. I'm waiting on the Lord. I've ordered my food. I'm at the restaurant. I've ordered my meal. I would like to have the spaghetti and meatballs. Give me two extra meatballs, Brother Larry. I really love those meatballs from Angelo's. We might have to edit that out. And I'll have that, and give me a water to drink. Thank you very much. Oh, that'll be a few minutes. I'm waiting on my meal. I'm waiting on my nourishment. I'm waiting on something I'm looking forward to because I really enjoy eating those meatballs. And I'm waiting. And we think we got to wait on the Lord and just sit there and wait and wait and wait. But you know what? The person that's serving us is the waiter. And I'm telling you right now, it's time for us to stop sitting and waiting on God to do something and start serving and trusting and worshiping and praising and believing before we see. Yes, sir. Oh, that went over very well. Amen. We've got to serve and believe before we receive. Amen. Greater is the one who has not seen and believed. Amen. Ain't that what Jesus said? It's time for us to believe before it happens. Stop waiting on God to move and start moving yourself. Amen. Paul was in prison and God didn't move. He's chained up. God wasn't doing anything. He's still in prison. He's laying there. They're being rude to him. They're being mean. He's chained up. But what did they do? They began to sing hymns and worship. And then God moved. You want God to move? God's telling you, trust in me. Worship me before I move. Then the chains broke. Then the door was opened. Then the way was made. We've got to realize He's the same, and He's a way maker. He's a door opener. He's a chain breaker. He is a healer. He is a deliverer, a provider, restorer of life. He's a sin cleansing, a peace speaking. Somebody needs peace in their mind today that is sitting here. And I'm here to tell you, if you believe, if you trust, if you respond to the Word of God today, God will speak peace into your life like in a moment. Amen. He's a peace speaker. He's a Holy Spirit giver. He's an ultimate mighty God. He's unlimited. He's a miracle working Savior. That's who He is. And we got to realize He's the same. I want you to hear me. Get real. It does not matter the severity or how great your need is. It does not matter what you are facing. Does not matter what you are battling or going through. If you trust and give it to Jesus, He will. Period. He will make a way. He will supply the need. He will intervene in your situation. He will bring you through. He will give you victory. Yes, absolutely, He will. For He is, again, willing, ready, faithful, and able. We'll close with this. If you would, if you're able to stand, I want you to stand with me. If you believe He is the one true living God, the Almighty God who loves us, I want you to hear me, Crossroads. Receive this right now.
if you need a doctor of any kind. He's a great physician. Hear that? If you need a word of wisdom, he's the all-wise counselor. If you need a financial blessing, he owns all the riches of the world. If you have a problem in your life, he's the problem solver. If you need peace, I feel that today. He's the peace speaker. If you need deliverance, he's the deliverer. If you need another chance, he's the God of another chance. If you need salvation today, he will forgive. He will set free. He will restore and fill you with his spirit because he's a savior. If you need a healer or even a miracle worker, he is that healer. He is that miracle worker. People of God, if we ask, that's just the first step. We tend to not go beyond the asking. If we ask, worship, praise, and believe, continue to believe. If we put our faith, trust in God, then he will minister to our needs, whatever it may be.